The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Art Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Faith Center Ministries, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Me just a do it like Nike. Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when the thing tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. Calypso.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hurt and me ring so.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone fuck us back a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard they must fight me.
The Thursday, October 26th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Happy Thursday, everybody. Boy, Murphy is alive and well, but can go wrong, will go wrong. And it's wet on the outside, so please proceed with caution and care as you get to and fro. You know, it is a Thursday. The weekend's almost here, but slow down. Can be hauling butt everywhere. And remember, people are out there on the sidewalks, walking to and fro. Please proceed with caution and care. All right? So, like I say, they're out there walking around. You got to keep your eye out for them, too. You don't need to splash people up. Don't be strong and wrong, all right? Look, compassion these days. It's getting close to Christmas, you know. You got Thanksgiving coming up. You got Christmas coming up. Come on, man. Now, we're going to open up the lines today. You can chime on in because there's lots to talk about. And I mean lots. So we'll get into that all on the flip side of the break. You know how to chime in. Phone lines are open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Guardian Talk Radio 96.9 FM. Flip side of the break, lines are wide open. You talk about whatever you want, and we'll go through what we need to go through. The headline is all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. The Buzz by John Shoes. And we'll get into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. And I'll get in my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break and get you ready for the news. It's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Thursday, October 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience, shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Thursday, October 26th edition of Talking Heads. And, you know, we continue right now to jump into the headliners. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And listen, man, don't forget Fine Threads, big sidewalk sale. Friday and Saturday, that's tomorrow and Saturday, 27th, 28th. All right? And we got a call? Okay. And, yeah, grab that paper for me if you could, man, Mr. Producer. I appreciate that. But, yeah, Fine Thread, sidewalk sale, Friday, Saturday, all right? Don't want to miss it. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Top Hill, Mackey Street location, the flagship store, okay? You don't want to miss out on it. You know, when it comes to sidewalk sales, nobody does it like Fine Threads. And both locations of Fine Threads open for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, Top Hill, Mackey Street, and, of course, the Southwest Shopping Plaza. All right. All right, no worries. But anyhow, let's jump on in and see what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. All brought to you, of course, like I said, by Fine Threads. Sidewalk sales Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 50% off, okay? But I'm going to try to read this one with a straight face because it's jumping off the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. PM defends his record. Yeah, defending it. Okay, defending his administration's performance so far, Prime Minister Philip Davis yesterday hit out at critics who say many of the PLP's pre-election promises have yet to be fulfilled. Davis told the House of Assembly that his administration has completed initial priority items like causing a rebound of the economic post-pandemic, boosting tourism arrivals, and reducing the country's debt to GDP pre-pandemic levels. However, he said his government did not expect to accomplish all of its agenda items in the year for change just 2 years into its five-year term. During a debate on resolution thanking the Governor General for reading the speech from the throne on October 4th, Davis said when his party took office in September 2021, it meant a country in crisis. But Madam Speaker, oh, what a difference 2 years can make. Our debt to GDP has dropped to pre-pandemic levels. Unemployment is now at its lowest level since 2008 and still dropping. By the next time a labor force survey is conducted, we may very well be looking at employment levels that are nearing historic heights. Our schools are reopened. Are they all? Tourism numbers are at record levels. Businesses are thriving. We are experiencing economic growth once again. Okay. You all call me. I know the PM like to misspeak sometimes, especially in the House. I'm seeing some of the things that he said, but I ain't seeing all, and I ain't feeling none. Experience economic growth? Any of y'all got any economic growth? Y'all seen a little bump in the paycheck? Y'all see any savings anywhere? Or light bill killing you and VAT killing you? I'm just asking. Because if I'm in the wrong part of Narnia, let me know. Let me go back to the wardrobe and find the next part. Just saying. Let's go to the phone lines, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, how you doing?
I'm fine, man. What's going on, Graham?
Man, let me tell you, you might be in the wrong part of Narnia. See, the other part of Narnia...
Well, if that's the part you in the COI and I won't go to that part of Narnia.
No, forget... See, you gotta get beyond politics.
Okay.
Party politics.
All right.
The most devastating. See, because we split you in two teams, like, you know, the Dolphins... Who could never, you always talking bad about. And then you got the Jets and Kansas. And so once we divide you all up, you'll fight and watch that to the death while we could be the owners of the NFL laughing at you. Let's move on.
Once I know you do the owners of the NFL because it's 32 teams and you got 32 owners, so you can't really make that comparison to a country, Graham, and you're using governments because, you know, then you'd have 32 fiefdoms if it was the NFL.
True.
Then you'd have the richer fiefdoms who would control it like the NFLs, and then you have the smaller market economies that would be moaning and bellyaching because they don't get the big portion of the pie. So that's stick to natural resources and pushing Lincoln because sports ain't your thing.
And the stadium owners who making their little cut too. You know... One part of Narnia, the people, they have renewable energy and they're not really worried about the light bill. And that should have been every person in this country after talking about it for 30 years. You know, you don't hear me so much. Remember you called me the radio talk show host, Babbitt?
He was one of them, yeah. We don't let Sparky hear me tell you that because he'll get jealous.
Well, yeah, that's true. But, you know, the record got to stop playing once it's broke. And it looks like we're going down the other road. Because I asked you the other day, what happens if Yahoo over there goes crazy with Gaza and the Middle East goes turmoil in like 1970s, the gas goes up to $20 a gallon. What are we doing to insulate ourselves?
And like I told you, Graham, all along, as much as you make great points about going green and renewable energy and solar energy, it's bad for business, bro. Connect the dots. We never gonna get off Bunker C. Bunker C can get undone. We meet Bunker C here. We can leave Bunker C here because it's bad for business. Growing green is bad for business, brother.
Of course it is. We always said from back in the 94 days, you know, why don't we follow the money? You know, this is the case, right? Let the rest be in Narnia. And, you know, if you could get your little piece of solar or something, do what you got to do for yourself because it's apparent whatever the masses want, they don't get. Isn't that sad? And what we could do, by the way, when this gas go up to, I don't know, $7, $8, $20, $10, what's the plan? See, a good government would have a think tank, a strategy team saying, hey, let's throw this thing at you guys and come back with some answers. Because there are answers, you know. Electric cars powered by the sun. How we could pay for the solar panels. With the carbon credits. Remember we said that a long time? C. Allen, many others. Now we're starting to talk about it. Why are we always so late? Is it because, hey, you know what, Naughty? One thing. We dug for oil, right? We found oil. What was the quality? Was it good or bad? Because if it was good, we could leave that oil in the ground and we could leverage that to get the money we need to do things. But we could take the natural gas out of the ground, like Qatar, and start running these generators off LNG, cleaner fuel and cheaper because it's our own. See, we don't have anybody that's coming up with solutions. We're always reactive. We always say, oh, Lord, look what happened. The boat sank. What are we going to do? Instead, we see the hole and say, hey, why we don't plug that hole? But you know what, Naughty? Keep carrying on, man. Do what you got to do.
Yes, sir.
I go into the beach.
And you do what you got to do, Graham. And I hope they give you that nomination in Montague for the COI, man. Bring back the Montague seat so Graham can run there for the coalition. I think that's what he really wants to get at. And if not, why not? They should. Graham know a thing or two. You just need the right platform. But, So let's look at some of the other headlines. Because I'm still trying to wonder, you know. Okay. All right, Mr. PM, I can take your word for it. PRP convention set for November 9th, 10th. To producer, you think some white folding chairs coming out of that? Or some knives? Because I hear, boy, I hear the fiefdoms in the PRP hot up. I hear all kind of factions rumbling and tugging and pulling. And you know that because that's when people is calling you and tell you, well, you know, you need to talk about this on your show, you know. This is what they're carrying on inside the PLP, man. X, Y, and Z. Roddy, Roddy, Ray. Booga, booga, raga. Yeah, but different fiefdoms, moaning and complaining. So what's really going on? Somebody from the PLP call me, man, and tell me what's out. Anton! Holler at your boy. I know you're in the belly. Let me know what's happening. You keep it 100 with me. I know that. You know that. Or you can let Graham run. Graham say he won't run in Kalani. Boy, look here, Graham. You run in Kalani. I put the 400 up for you, man. I was going to put it up for Lincoln. But anyway, his supporters put that up for him. So I guess I got another 400 for you. If you want that, you can run in Kalani. I'll put it up for you. Wait, caller, I see you coming right there. Hey, Naughty, tell Graham to stick to his talk and mix up theory and leave the NFL alone with his COI behind. Boy, Texas, y'all off the chain today. Y'all ain't playing. Hi, Naughty, hope you're good and hope you're taking care of my pops. Yeah, man, he should be taking care of me right now as much as I've been taking care of him, but yeah, he's doing well. Yeah, Trivia will be back next week, man. We just wanted to get all the prizes lined up, and we had some guests this week and so on and so forth. And so, yeah, but we'll be back lined up and popping next week, get you ready for Thanksgiving and for Christmas with all that stuff you like. All right, so let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty. You motivated me to run free FNM in Killarney.
No, man, I went borrowed from everybody else. You by yourself. So when you win it, you could carry on by. You could almost be PM in a day. Force somebody to make you. You know, you could flip-flop.
But I like the red shirt. I think a free FNM, if, you know, like they don't want to give me, like Shane Gibson, if they don't want to do something for me, I just run the free FNM. Remember the free FNM? They did well.
Man, you trying to split the votes tonight?
Why not?
If not, you know, why like not?
Yeah, free FNM for Killarney, I think it'd be good.
You got but man, what about the free PIPs? They might try to recruit you. You know, them legacy PIP, 3 or 4 fight within a party now. You might be like, you know?
Yeah, but y'all like to flip-flop, so we know what can happen next lap, right?
You know what Madam Speaker say? They are party with pretty people like you, light complexion and good hair. You remember that, right? So yeah, you fit right in.
Hey, Naughty is a joke, boy, but the people keep suffering for real, though. As I see
faces
on the people, they look really angry right now. You have, jump on the jitney and look at the people, man, and talk to them.
Yeah.
And you'll see what's really the temperature of the nation.
That's why, anyway, I try to immerse humor in everything, because sometimes you got to laugh and then take a step back and think. And that's why I try to get you to laugh about it and then think about it. And then figure out what the solution is that's going to help us in a more positive way. And if it's just a bad joke, well, I've been knowing jokes a long time. I just got it how I see it. Naughty Anton should nominate and run for chairman of the PRP. He probably won't call in because he's putting this plan together, PRP all the way. Anton might make a good chairman. I would much rather hear voice notes from Anton at all hours of the morning than the septuagenarian chairman right now. Yes, sir. I would. And Anton would probably engage you back, you know? That'd be good, too. Would make a good chairman, no text. I agree. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on?
What's happening?
I don't know if you saw the headline with Leslie Miller water contract.
Man, look here. My God. The part gig could be all over West End and Bimini, all over. Every nook and cranny now.
Well, before we get to West End and Bimini and the part gig, let me just ask you a question. Wasn't this the same building the government just paid him $9.8 million for?
Yes, sir.
Remember under the Christie administration,
Christie
gave him this sweet deal, and they canceled the contract, and he turned around and sued the government.
And he got awarded, correct.
So he got $9.8 million what he sued the government for, and he still turned back around, Brave still turned back around, and renting the same building.
For not one, but two ministries.
Exactly. So now I check this out now, right? I understand, well, it's being this what is being said, that this contract here is to now to tell everybody, chill out, ease up with you and Shane Gibson, and let's talk with your running for leadership.
Yeah, man, I hear that they got to change his name from Potcake to Hogzilla Miller, because I hear, you know, they brace him.
Look, let's check this out.
I hear they brace him in, and they are towed that and I zip it.
Who is falling Shane Gibson foot to foot in the West End every time Shane Gibson come?
Yeah, but
Leslie Miller.
But hold on now. What I'm hearing, because like I told you, and you were over there, so you more on the ground than me. But from what I'm hearing, right, is that Fiefdoms, that there are issues in West End and Grand Bahama and Bimini within that party because they really wanted Shane Gibson. And at this point, it's so bad, they got to try to recruit the likes of Mr. Miller and others to go down and get the endorsement for their new candidate.
Well, okay. I was in West End.
So that's why I think this was the motivation to get the park gig everywhere. But you know, on every fire hydrant, every lamp pole, everywhere.
I was in 8 Mile Rock and West End last night. And I was in the midst of some PLPs. And there's like, Brave is not welcome here tonight. Brave will not come in West End tonight.
Really?
And they were standing up. And they was like, he can't come here tonight.
Really? Not that I don't believe you, but I'm shocked to hear that in that part of Grand Bahama, Brave wouldn't be welcome.
What people don't realize, West End is not a PLP constituency. West End is an Obie Richcomb constituency. West End is Obie Richcomb. If Obie Richcomb, see them people love Obie. When the PLP didn't want
kinda
to
like,
Obie.
Kind of like Bulls fans are really Jordan fans?
Exactly.
Okay,
when
cool.
When the PLP didn't want Obie, the people at West End, they pushed for Obie.
I remember that.
So the PLP never wanted Obie.
And I also remember how bad they did Mr. Wilsham, Lord bless the dead, in the convention.
Well, check this out.
But chairman,
his funeral in West End, right? You had maybe about 3 PLP MPs showed up to his funeral to watch him go down in his final resting place. The Prime Minister and the Minister of Foreign Affairs was in Rome with the Pope. About 3.
And I know some of them ain't bracing the flames yet, but anyway, that's a different story.
But again, this the man who, hey, let's do this one for Obie, one love. This the man who they taunting, hey, let's do this for Obie, and you didn't even show the man enough respect to watch him go down and just find a resting place.
That is really shocking to hear, though.
And now they all about and 8 Mile Rock, let's do this for Obie. Come on, that ain't right. And that's why the port cake, that's why I understand they award the port cake this contract.
To get him to go down and campaign.
To get him to shut up.
Get that big dog a pony.
Watch the road. Watch the road. The port cake in West End right now. I don't know if you're back in Nassau, but the port cake was campaigning hard for Shane Gibson.
Well, you know, if the port cake down there, I mean PLP Dave down there too.
Not the PLP. That's what the poor kid don't understand. The PLP, they ain't on this run.
Wow.
Steve, you know what Freeport, but you're not Freeport people go, man.
Yeah, but I much rather a person who lives there express it than me, because I'm here and you're there and you feel it a little bit more than me.
Yeah, I just was in West End today. Just today. So this can be interesting. It's going to be interesting.
Very interesting, Mr. Bond.
There's going to be a lot of disappointments. There's going to be a lot of upset. There's going to be a lot of pampas getting sold in the food store.
Wow, like that? Not the pampas, though?
You know,
to that level?
Also, over the last week or two, the PLP and the F, the COI and the F&M, they've been putting up posters and flyers and campaigning to get them. We haven't had no issues, no distractions. No violence, no nothing. So I just hope that when the PLP, when they kick off their campaign and they campaign work and set the road, let's just keep up that spirit, man. You know what I mean? Let's just work together as behemoths. Let's do this one. This is a campaign. May the best man win. There's no need for the foolishness. We've been doing it for 2 weeks. Everybody been getting along. Please don't start.
That's the most important thing. Peaceful, sensible, by election.
Because at the end of the day, we still got to go Pepper Pot, get chicken in the bag.
Pepper Pot's still around, babe?
Yeah, man. Green Day Chicken and Grandmama.
Big SP Stu, but anyway, that's a different story for another day. We talk about that another time. All right, my brother, be safe, man. Tell Big Drew, I say what's up, eh?
All right.
Yeah, man, y'all be safe. But there you have it, man. And that's on the ground in Grand Bahama. So now you can correlate it. You know, I don't believe everything I hear on social media right away. I like to do my due diligence because, you know, let me be honest with you. My Bahamian people, we like lie on social media. Okay, great. I want Naughty Johnny's. That's what I want. Great show as usual. If Anton is Jim and Naughty, we would never hear the end of that. Heck, we never hear the end of some of the things now. At least it'd be entertaining with Anton. Naughty, the podcast campaigns with everybody in the PLP. Naughty, I told all of you all that Fred and Bray would put Shane out of commission. Shane need to go back up and dog up under Fred. He's in charge of the PLP. One love. Well, that's what it looked like, Dexter. It looked like Fred calling the shots there. We in the FNM went see Alan Johnson, Michael Pintard. Graham has an ADD duplicitous spirit. Jesus. Naughty, that's your boy. Get him on board the FNM. Who's my boy? Well, both of them is my boy. So which one you want on board? You want see Alan to get, you want me to try to get see Alan on the FNM? Why you think I's FNM? I like mash up everybody. But I'll talk to my FNM friends and see, you know, what they could do for see Alan. Because he's a good dude. And Graham, I know Graham. We got to make sure I get him in that COI nomination. Bring Montague back for COI for Graham Weatherford. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, I'd go, man.
What's going on, 52? Take me to the break, brother.
Naughty.
Hey! What's happening?
What's this? All right, Naughty.
Oh, no, this ain't 52. This Gardner. Hey, what's happening, Gardner?
I've been in Gaza, right? So you know when they go crying for them, carbon credits and then they ain't getting nothing, right?
Right.
Come on, man. Them people ain't getting them nothing. They ain't got no voice. You know? So they could do anything. That's, if they could do what they do in the Gaza. You know? With no barking. Gaza got all them, what you call it, Arabs and things, barking them. But the Muslims barking them all over the world. So who we got barking us? Nobody. The other day, Lyndon Penland, they Lyndon Penland was had an integral part to play in the freedom of Nelson Mandela. Right? Right?
Are you listening? Go ahead.
So why ain't nobody got no voice when it comes to the genocide and apartheid in Gaza? Why? The students in the United States are marching. Why Lincoln Benny ain't marching? You know, them other people ain't marching, you know. So in other words, these people, they don't care nothing for the poor people, for the downtrodden, for the people with no power. That's why they just do what they do to the poor people, yo. You know, that's why they got one give people
they,
to live.
They follow suit globally. We like to follow fast, and we look what the neighbors from the north doing, and we try to follow suit.
Know what BS, what our leader says, they house Negroes. That's all they is. You know, they watch when the General Assembly vibe coming in the UN. They have all type of thing to say. Even me and Motley, I ain't here yet. I been here on the Gaza thing. Come on, man.
Lot of silence from certain places, yeah.
The Lebanese, you think they could defend themselves?
Man, listen, I mean, at some point, you have to protect your home.
Them people can't protect their home.
But they trying to. At some point, listen.
They can't protect
their
home.
Hold on. If you cut off my water, you cut off my light, you leave us.
No means to protect themselves.
You leave us in that predicament they was doing. Of course, people going to fight back eventually, Gardner.
Right. So how come these people don't want, you know what I mean? Why they don't have no voice? Why are people in the meeting got no voice, man? Huh? Why leaders ain't got no voice? Why leaders in parliament, our government ain't got
that's
no voice?
That's a great question because, you know, you look, like I said, from certain entities in certain parts of the globe, you hear nothing, and from other parts, you hear a lot.
Right. This thing, but you know, they talk about all the Holocaust. Man, the Germans do something. Palestinians can't commit the Holocaust again, you know, upon these Israelis. They need to go to Germany and drop some bomb on them, and they won't talk about it anyway. Try and give these people some representation, man. Too much of the chicken in the body politics.
I know what you can say. I know bootlegger, so make sure I say something. I got you.
You want livable wage and public housing. Because poor people can't afford no mortgage and have nowhere in the world they need public housing, man. All right? And livable wage. Thank you, man.
All right, my brother. Be safe. All right, that's it. I got to the break, Mr. Producer. We got to the second break. And the flip side of the break. We get to the caller. I see you, either you can hold on or call back right on the flip side of the break. And we'll wrap up the first hour. And then, of course, we'll get into the second hour. The 5 o'clock hour, we're talking sports. We got folks from the Bahamas Flag Football League in the house. We're talking flag football. That's getting ready to kick off. A lot of rivalries, big season coming up. A lot of great games to look forward to. So we'll be lining it up because every Thursday, we'll be hearing from our flag football crew, all right? So that's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. I get to your text. I get to that call on the flip side of the break. Keep it right where you got it. The Thursday, October 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. This means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Hey, it's your boy Charlie Bahama, and let me tell you about a deal you can't afford to miss. It's the Two Fly Free from Nassau promotion. You heard me right. Two people can fly free from Nassau. Just go to BahamasResidents.com for all the details so you can start your vacay today. There are 10 participating islands with 35 amazing hotels to choose from. You can go to Abaco, Acklands, Andrus, Bimini, Cat Island, Eleuthera, Harbor Island, Exuma, Long Island, or San Salvador. There's so much to do on all these islands, you just may want to go to a few. And why not? With the Two Fly Free from Nassau deal, it's like getting an island for free. Take your family. Go with friends. Arrange a fun out-of-the-box business meeting or retreat. Your co-workers or employees will love you. Or go on an adventure with the guys. Or a girl's getaway from the guys. Or a romantic trip for two. Whatever you do, you'll thank me. Visit BahamasResidents.com for more information. That's BahamasResidents.com.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect fry our delicious and crispy nuggets. In the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Thursday, October 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Pleasure. Good afternoon, Naughty. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Sparky? Listen, I had a text just time in saying, Naughty, I still love the pepper pot. I wonder who Sparky pulling for in that PLP fracas. Who you pulling for, Sparky?
Let me ask you something maybe you don't know. Glass fountains, the pepper pot, and the tire shop belongs to my cousin, Al Fountain.
Oh, okay.
twins of Arthur and Otto born September 1st, 1952, 1 year younger than me.
Stop it. I didn't know that.
I got history, you see. I know my people.
All right.
And my people, they went to St. Mary's Church, grew up to St. Mary's Church, went to Eastern Senior, they went to Sac, they went off to Shawnee, Oklahoma. From there, they came back and worked to British Colonia for a little while, and then they went up to Freeport, and they never came back. They only came back to funerals and weddings. Arthur and Otto. Otto is the prosecutor up there, and Arthur is the restaurateur. Okay? Turo and Otto. Now, quickly, first of all, this thing is confused as a man. I grew up in this world, this thing between Christians and Muslims. 1947, after the World War II, the Americans, the English, the Canadians, the Europeans and everything decided to take the Jews from Germany and wherever they was, Poland and everything, and they dropped them into Palestine. That was the land of the Palestinians. And then they said they allowed the Jews to go there. Gradually, they called themselves the Israelites, and they took over the land of Palestine. And if you look at Palestine now compared to 1947, the Americans and all the Christian world, the Catholics, the tribunes belong to Catholics, the English world, the Anglicans, all of them, the Americans and all of them have been back in Israel from that day, and they say they'll go down to debt with them. But remember, these are the same people that put these people on other people's land, and they've been doing that all over the world, taking people and putting them on other people's land and destroying people, and that's why I can say this quickly. We gotta watch who bring in those people from the south to our land, because they got 13 million people down there, and we only got 400,000 people here. 1 million of them come to Nassau, that's the rest, that's the end of Bahamians. Like Loftus Roker told us a long time ago, you better see this thing, because your children and your grandchildren, they wouldn't be calling themselves Bahamians. There will be no more Bahamas. The foreigners are coming in there, they're taking us in from everybody walking in our country, and they taking it over. Like I said this morning on another show, trying to get on the little piece of government land that they gave me. I got a problem getting on the land, lots number 63 and 64. I have the document in my hand. My tractor's on there working now. And Howard Wilson said that I shouldn't go down there until I get the proper document. The document is right on my table in my desk.
But I guess you told Howard. Anyway, Sparks, I got to get to next call, bro.
We got
to
watch what's going on in our country now, because foreigners are taking us over, and we just sleeping. We weren't with Leslie Miller and everything. Who owns the building, immigration building on the top of Arkansas? How long the government been not? They're leasing his building.
Yes, Sparky, but that's the homeboy network. Come on. We all could see that. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, what's going on, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, 52?
I was trying to call him before the break. Yeah, you know, Sparky's correct, but the thing is, Sparky shouldn't be confounded, because we don't like to listen to one another. I said that all these people came from Abraham. So before Abraham went in there, so you remember that the Philistines had contact with Abraham. The Philistines were maritime people, you know. But what I wanted to, all these people came from Abraham. All these people are Abrahamic. This schism as a result of European intervention. That one over. I really want to touch on the United Nations. That is the farce of a nation. Most of us haven't taken time. You could actually get someone on and explain the six organs of the United Nations, the International Court of Justice, and all of the other entities, the Security Council, the UN General Assembly. But what they don't understand is the victors of World War II are actually have a permanent position in the UN, you see, and they alternate. But the thing is, the UN is a farce of an organization. It has failed the world. All of the other entities, prior to that, all the precursors, the Council on Foreign Relations and the League of Nations and the Council of Europe, they have failed the world. It's all a farce to unite the world, okay, and make one common global threat and give an excuse for global governance. You see, what happens is, because you don't have a name behind yourself, most people don't like to listen to what you say, but I guarantee you, they will pay the price. Give thanks.
Yeah, I'll be 52. Good points as always, man. All right, let's take a quick break. We got to get to the break right now. Obviously, let me get a couple of these texts in. Sparky knows a lot about history. Tell Sparky I never met a Bahamian Detroit Lion fan. Does such a person exist? I never heard of one. Maybe Sparky may know. Naughty, it would be good if Shane ran for chairman and put Fred in space cleaning. Wow. I hear that. All right, let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break is the news. And well, we're going to the news right now. On the flip side of the news, we'll be in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports, so keep it right where you got it as the Thursday, October 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Faith Center Ministries, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Thursday, October 26th edition continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. And, of course, you know, before we get into and Purdy's about to zoom in, so keep an eye out for Purdy. Purdy should be zooming in a second. We'll be talking, you know, international sports in short order. Big Thursday night football game coming up. We'll talk about that. Talk about the start of the NBA season and Major League Baseball. And we'll get into all of that. And, of course, Purdy and I have our picks in short order. But before we get to that, you know, we like to cover the local scene as well. And today I got a guest from the Bahamas Youth Flag Football League in the building. Muffy's in the building. Mr. Dawkins in the building. Good to see you all, man. And I have to call him Mr. Dawkins, man. Anybody in the Flag Football League who's won a championship and beat me in said championship, yeah, I have to call him Mr. So what's going on? Good to see both of you guys here. And I'm excited to have you here because each and every Thursday on the show in the 5 o'clock hour, I think it's important when you have a platform to highlight youth sports, you know. And the Bahamas Youth Flag Football League has been doing a great job. You know, cultivating youth sports and a lot of young athletes. I'm seeing some develop now and go off and start to blossom. So I think it's important, you know, we give the kids something to shoot for, you know, when they're out there on the weekends, you know, scoring touchdowns. They know every Thursday they got a spot where they're going to get their little highlights, all right? So I'm going to be like well, probably be like the Stephen A. And I guess I'll be like Max, you know, and Kellerman, and we'll work it out. But no, they got a spot, so play hard, because if you want, you know, Uncle Naughty to shout you out on a Thursday, I need to see some stats. Don't come and tell me, but I had one catch. I need to hear I had about 5 catches, 2 touchdowns, our team won. And if you never had a catch and then you had a catch, we'll call me. We'll big you up and make it happen for you. But glad to have you guys here, so let us know what's going on. You guys are underway, correct?
Yes, so last weekend was our first weekend of games.
The official kickoff.
Official kickoff. We have 3 divisions, just in case anyone doesn't know. I was just going to ask you,
how many divisions, how many teams?
Sure. So we have 3 divisions. We have the 6-9 division, which they have 3 teams.
6-9?
6 years old to 9 years old.
I know 6-9 from baseball, so I could just imagine them in football. Because they won't hit things at that age, except for the baseball. So I could just imagine giving them a target.
They are the most exciting games, I think, that we have out there, I must admit.
I need to come and check out a 6-9-year-old. Yeah, man, I want to see that.
They are very exciting, actually. And last weekend, they played each other. So out of the 3, everyone had 2 games. Everybody played each other. And that ended up being, all 3 of the games ended up being ties.
So wow.
It was.
Do we have any points scored in the ties?
Yes, we did. So
I want the listener audience to know it wasn't 3 like 0-0.
No.
You know, you want us. They was playing.
They were playing. One of our teams, which is Team Inay. So we name our teams after their coaches.
Okay.
Right? Dawkins has a team in 6-9.
You better win. Don't come in no fantasy group talking about just 6-9-year-olds getting rooted up, all right? No, we have a standard.
Unacceptable.
Not acceptable. You got to win.
We have Coach Inay, who has a team in 6-9, and then we have Coach Shell Dean, who has a team in 6-9. And in Team Inay, we have one boy, and he basically was the only one who scored for his team for both of his games, and that's Shinaldo King.
Okay.
So he put up points in one of his games. He put up 12 points.
So we expect another YouTube channel in short order?
Maybe.
Maybe Instagram for sure.
He's a beast.
Sure.
He's fast.
So okay. We'll be able to start him on Sundays on your fantasy team. Man.
Yeah? You got that kind of potential.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
He's awesome. So he put up 12 points against Team Dawkins, but Dawkins also put up the 12 points. He had two kids that put up
Dawkins to have a balanced attack.
Sharing the wealth, baby.
Yeah, I expect him to be balanced and matriculate the ball down.
Absolutely.
Yep, so that team was a 6-6 game.
All right.
And then in the same Ronaldo boy, which is TMNA, he put up 8 points in his game against...
Wow.
Yeah, so he did a touchdown and then got the extra two.
There you go. And what position is he playing?
He's a wide receiver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson type. The CeeDee Lamb type. Yeah, that's what I like.
He's quick.
He's a hybrid, man.
Yeah.
He has it all. I mean, speed. When you're talking about acceleration, I mean, it's there. So, and they definitely is doing great things with them. Ronaldo, this is about his third year So
props to the coaches, because anybody who coaches 6-9, you're rewarded with you in heaven. You could do whatever you want after that. You golden.
When you could have them running to the right end zone, you could pat yourself on the back.
I'm having little giants flashbacks here, man.
Oh, man. Absolutely. I mean, up to this Saturday, we had one of those. But those are some of the fun times that we have out there when we see kids just being kids. The parents start running to tell the kid, you need to turn around. But I think that play, as coaches, we were saying, we need to put that in our playbook, because even though she ran in the end zone, because these are, where we have boys and girls playing together. She ran in the end zone and she came out with plus yards.
That to me is like some Barry Sanders type
kind of potential. Yeah, gotta go back
lose
before
22
I go forward.
And gain 40. That's how it goes.
Yeah. I'll take that match all day, baby.
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
Every coach, when I posted the video, because I had the video and I posted the video in our chat, every coach was like, we need to put this in our playbook, because she tripped them. Everybody followed her towards the end zone, and then she turned, once the coach and everybody was like, that's the wrong way, she turned around and went to where there was nobody. So
priceless.
She was able to, that was priceless.
But now that I know you're incorporating those kind of players, so I can tell you, I can send you one or two on the side, or
I'm going to be
a de facto offensive consultant for you.
But we know you.
I got a trick play trick play, but you ought to be the envy of the league after I give you that one.
Yeah, but definitely.
But only with the 6-9-year-olds. I don't think it'll work anywhere
else.
So you have the 6-9 division.
Yep.
So they all got off and they all played. They all had fun. That's the most important thing. And they had their moments.
Yes, they did. And then our 10-13 division, we have 5 teams. That's our largest group of kids. Every year we always have the most children in that age group between the 10 and 13. So we have 5 teams there. There was some high scoring, like Team Dawkins. Since I have Dawkins here, I might as well talk about him. In one of his games, they put up 31 points.
What?
Absolutely.
He was running that Kellen Moore offense, Mike McCarthy joint, right? That's what I'm talking.
Very, very dynamic, you know what I mean? Nothing static. Got them moving, having fun, and let them playing loose, man.
And
so.
You know my son, Jaden.
God's sake, man. You got a ringer.
Javier did well with him, so we got his shoulders loose so he could get the ball out.
There you go.
The other games were kind of loose. Well, I lied.
I seen him throw people out from dead center field, One bounce to the plate.
The rope.
So trust me, he can throw. I might have a trick play for Jaden, too. That's my boy.
We had another coach... Team Kevin and Team Allen, where it was 26-13. So Team Kevin put up the 26 points to Team Allen.
Pearly, we got Pearly chimed in yet? All right, Pearly, unplug the mute, man.
I've been here a long time, but I just was letting you chit chat.
Listen. I
just wanted a couple of questions to ask the good people,
Listen, we got a couple of questions, and we can let you ask them for sure. But listen, I think you got somebody's grandson who fits that 6-9 portfolio, man.
Listen, my grandson turned 6 in February. I thought I can talk to you by now.
Let's do it, man. Uncle Naughty ready to go too, boy.
Hey.
Let's do it. All right,
he's another tour.
So you guys can hear Pearly, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Loud and clear. How you doing, Pearly?
All right, Pearly.
Quick question. First of all, I know this about the youth, but I'd be remiss if I don't say, hey, my Avenger girls. Okay, there you go.
You want safety in the food store, we know.
Oh, wow. The other day it was announced that the Olympic Association, by the World Olympic, IOC, the International Olympic Committee, that flag football will now become part of the Olympics. And you're starting young like this. Is there a goal for the Bahamas to qualify, thinking 2028 may be a bit early, but is there a goal, or maybe so, is there a goal basing on through these little programs, these programs to the youth, is there a goal for the Bahamas to try and qualify for the Olympics?
Most definitely. I mean, there's no reason why we can't. So I can't really fully talk at 100% on the Olympics to its entirety, but yes, they, our goal always has been from the beginning to develop these kids in the flag football so that they can either get scholarships to go off to high schools and then obviously from the high school go to college. We now that we are able to now even venture into the Olympics, obviously we're developing those kids to probably be able to do the same thing, you know, develop to get into a team that we could submit to the Olympics. As you know, we already have an adult league here. So that doesn't necessarily mean that they can't prepare themselves to be able to prepare a team, create that team, do the pre-qualifiers, and then send themselves off to the Olympics as well. But as a youth league, we are definitely developing these children so that they have those opportunities.
Yeah, and even to further expand on that, Pearlie, I think that's a great question. But I think a lot of what we're doing it's kind of built on, you know, the social aspect, developing the kids, just building those like core things so that they can be good citizens in the community. So a lot of what we're doing, it's going to feed into that, to say that's the primary. Ultimately, yes, we love it. But, you know, ultimately it's, you know, to make sure that we get great citizens, great kids out there, just great human beings. So that's what it's built around. But again, getting them in the Olympics, that's a bonus. We love it.
Most definitely.
Will you be hosting any, the international tournaments, but you manage the international tournament, bringing teams in from the United States or other Caribbean countries, or taking these kids to the United States or other Caribbean countries to play?
So we technically already take our kids away to compete. We have been since 2020. We normally compete in the Flag Football World Championships, which is normally hosted every January. This year, they've moved it to December. Normally, it's in Florida. Now, this year, it's Texas. So we are on the road to Texas. That is our goal. We currently have three teams that we send off. And throughout the year, we also try to pick and choose some other smaller pre-qualifier tournaments that we can send our kids off to once they're kind of close, to make it easier for traveling and all that stuff.
And my very last question is, how have we fared at these tournaments in the past?
Oh, they've done very well. So one of our tournaments that we went to, which wasn't the World Championship tournament, it was just a regular pre-qualifier, our under 14 division won. Yep. So they came, and they actually did not play in the under 14 division. They were the only 14-year-old team. So they made those kids play in the high school division, and they ended up beating those kids and then winning their tournament under the under 14. So they won. When we go to the World Championships, that's normally 900 teams, okay? That's 900 teams it's a huge thing. They go, and because most of our teams don't have enough stats on us to have a ranking, because we go in kind of non-ranked or very low-ranked, we automatically play the top teams. That's automatic. We will have some of our teams will win one, lose one, win two, things like that. It's January gone, our under 14 and our under 16 team ended up going to semifinals. And when they got to the semifinals, unfortunately, did not win. But they were able to get to semifinals, you know.
Well, I did say that was my last question, but I got to follow up with this. So them finishing in the semifinals.
Unfortunately, no. After every year, your ranking go back to zero, and then you start again.
So now here's my question. How do we get the rankings that we need so we don't keep falling in that seeding dilemma?
So basically,
lower seed versus higher seed.
I don't want to talk money, but funding is always the biggest thing. So when we go to tournaments, we do try to do as many fundraisers as possible. We do have sponsorships for our own league itself, that, and you know, some of the sponsorships or sponsors will help to a certain extent. But our parents also put up money for each of their children to go.
Yeah.
And in order for us to travel, we try to only go to the ones that are the closest because it's going to be less Correct. Expensive. There's Most normally only like one or two in Florida. And so those are the ones we tend to go to. The ones that are, you know, Atlanta, Las Vegas, Texas, like all these other ones, we don't go to as many because the cost is right. a little high.
Cost prohibitive.
If we didn't have an option of worrying about money, we could take their kids to almost every single tournament. And then if every tournament, that's how you rank. So however well we do.
So it's similar to like Perfect Game and USSA in baseball. The more tournaments you play, the higher rankings yes. you get. You go into the computer Absolute system, the kids have the stats kept, so on and so forth.
Correct, so. Yes. But we just make sure that we at least make it to the end
what about,
one. That
since we have the climate for it, why don't we put up as many tournaments during the year as we can? If we could host two or three, that would, you know, give us some time, opportunity to get ranked. I'm sure people would make that effort to travel here, and then that'll assist with heads in beds. And then maybe you could hit up the administration of the day and say, hey, we got this great product. We need some sponsorship. And then you got some more dime to go travel on.
So we've been in talkings with trying to do tournaments here as well. So, you know, it's not like it's not something we haven't thought about. There's a lot of other...
Red tape.
There's a lot of planning. There's a lot of things that are involved when hosting a tournament and stuff right. like that. So, but it's not something that we do not plan on doing.
You just got to prepare for it.
It's still just in the making, if that yeah. makes sense.
Well, I'm glad to know you all are heading in that direction because that means there's vision within the organization because you all need to make it happen. You know, you have some other entities, they just, you know, it doesn't happen. And, oh, well, the government didn't help us. No, sometimes you got to go make your league make run in order to get it going, and then you get the assistance that you need. So we got the 6 to 9 division, you have the 10 to 13 division, yep. and then the other division is what, 16 and under?
14 to 17. Yep, 14 to 17. We have four teams in that division, and those were also quite high scoring games. Unfortunately, on those score sheets, I didn't get names for my scores. So
now before you text me or your parents text me, relax. Next week, Muffy has promised you will have stats and names.
Correct.
To go with whoever did what.
Correct. I'm not going to forget it. Well, I didn't forget it this week, but...
you ain't got it, so...
I just didn't get it.
You just, so, yeah, that part of the playbook was omitted.
It was omitted when it got to that age group, unfortunately. So we had Team Shavar versus Team Allen. That ended up being...
Is that Shavar's in Shabig?
Yep. Yes.
My boy. Coaching it up.
Yes. So that was six to eight. And then we had Team Allen versus Team D'Angelo, and that was 22 to 30. And then we had...
They're putting up some points, though.
They put up some points.
They're slinging it, man.
They're more entertaining than the Dud League, I can be honest with you.
Yeah. They're slinging.
And then Team Monroe versus Team D'Angelo, and Monroe put up 32 points to D'Angelo's 12.
Wow, that's a route right there.
Yeah.
So, I mean... All the age divisions are actually quite entertaining to watch. We have so much talent between the 6 to the 17. The 14 to 17 games, when you're watching them, you think you are watching some of the adults, you know. They have a lot of talent, skills, speed, agility,
chemistry. Yeah,
chemistry.
The chemistry is there as well, too.
All right. Well, I got a couple of questions for you before we get to the break. But now that we know this is a weekly thing, so you all know that, you know, mi casa es tu casa.
Correct.
We make it happen. If I'm not here, Pearlie will be here, so it'll be all good. A couple of questions, though.
Sure.
Naughty, I'd like to get my son involved. Is it too late to sign up?
So we're never going to say it's never too late. The only thing would be that we always want to make sure our parents are well aware that what we do when we start our season, which is normally at the the end of August.
Right.
When we start our season, we give about 4 to 5 weeks of some fundamental training.
And preseason work.
Yeah, preseason work. We do a bunch of different drills that are going to teach them pretty much any position that's going to be on the field. And they get a lot of that training in ahead of time. Once we've divided the kids into the teams, they will work with their teams. They will work with their coaches. Obviously, they're going to still be learning. So if you want to register with us, you could please email us at BYFFL242@gmail.com.
BYFFL. All right. Careful how you say that.
Yes. Yeah. BYFFL242@gmail.com. Email us. You can just obviously let us know your child's name and age, division, and then we will let you know how to do how to go about registering your
child. And also just to add to that as well too. So if they were to come in at this point, parent, we just know that, you know, sometimes we'd have to make the extra time for them.
Correct.
So, you know, we're pretty much on Saturdays, but to bring them up to speed, you know, with that dedication, we'll need you to be able to work with us. And, you know, if we say we need them out by Stapleton Park or we need them at this particular park just to put in some work, if you do that, we work with them and we bring them to speed as quickly as possible.
What are the games looking like this weekend as we go into the weekend?
Alrighty. Well, so last week
me and Pearly want to know what time the 6-9 division playing. If we could catch him after breakfast at some point.
So that's what I was just about to say. Because
I normally know 6-9 would be like 7 a.m. games, 8 a.m. games.
Well, see, and you know that's so funny because I was just about to tell you that normally we put our 6-9s first thing in the early in the morning, yeah. And then we go to our older age groups. But this week, what we decided to do is we're trying to mix it up a little bit so that we can get some 6-9 as well as the bigger kids in and all that stuff. So our first game this weekend will start off technically with our 14-17 team, and that'll be at 11 o'clock. So we're going to do a 14-17 team, then we're going to do a 10-13, and then we're going to slide in our 6-9 team. And that's 11 o'clock, 11:30, noon. Then we'll go to our 10-13 team at 12:30, then a 6-9 again at 1 o'clock, a 14-17 at 1:30, a 6-9 at 2 o'clock, 2:30 we'll have a 10-13 team, 3 o'clock we'll have a 10-13 team, and at 3:30, we'll have a 14-17 team. So we are going to mix them all up this weekend so that no matter what time you come out there, you'll probably catch a division.
So you have ample opportunity.
Ample opportunity, yes.
All right, so there you have it. And, of course, on Thursday, next week Thursday, we'll have the folks from
just
the home.
Just want to
Yeah, that's important. So the venue.
The venue is very important, and the venue technically is the open field opposite the original TA Stadium.
The TAR.
The Thomas A. Robinson Stadium.
Yes. The original one.
Right.
Yeah.
And that, if you look at it from Thompson Boulevard, it's opposite where Scotia is, right? On that playing field out there in the front.
So if you are on Thompson
Boulevard, technically we're opposite like water and sewage.
Oh, water and sewage. Yeah, I was going too far down. Yeah, water and sewage. Yeah. I'm sorry, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the Walmart truck and everything used to be.
Correct,
yes.
Right there.
Right.
And you access it when you pass what is road traffic on that side road from that
yes,
point, go right
back.
Around the back.
Absolutely. Correct,
and
yeah.
And follow it right out and lead you right to the field.
Yeah.
All right.
If you're in the facility, you'll hear a lot of shouting and screaming. So if you get lost, just screw down your windows, turn on your AC, turn on your radio, and you'll hear a lot of screaming and chanting. So once you're in the facility, you'll know where to get them.
Well, we will make a cameo. Pearly and I will make a cameo for sure. And definitely we'll talk to you next Thursday as well. Excited to look, to see what the results are and see if we had any more outstanding results like we did this weekend. It's off to a great start, though, so that's good stuff.
Yes, awesome. Thank you very much.
And I commend you guys for doing what you do and the sacrifices that you make. And know that, get them fired up, man. Let them know they got a spot every Thursday, man.
Awesome.
And if we keep getting like a reoccurring little player here and player there, we'll get them on the show, too. All right, thanks, we got them. All right, we'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break, Pearly and I will be talking sports. We'll talk NBA, NFL, and we'll get you hooked up with our picks. And we'll have Colin Cowherd or Rich Eisen give us the final 10 on the way home. It's fully loaded, all on the flip side of the break. It's the Thursday, October 26th edition of Talking Heads. Continues right after this.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion
action at your feet.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Play with Island Games. We making dreams come true. Play with Island Games. We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket. Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition. So when you play Island Games, we putting Bahamian spice, guaranteed to pay. Island Games. We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer. Island Games. We can make your dreams come true. We playing with Island Games.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, so I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Join Bishop Henry Fernandez, Shirley Caesar, and Jonathan Nelson for the Becoming My Best Self Conference on November 2nd to the 4th at the Baja Mar Hotel. You do not want to miss these 3 days of anointed music, worship, and the Word. Get your tickets now. For one price, you can worship with Shirley Caesar and Jonathan Nelson and participate in every session for the entire weekend. Register now at henryfernandez.org or purchase your tickets at Sometime Marathon Mall, the Galleria entrance. Contact 242-601-2012 for more info. Seats are limited. It's time to level up at the Becoming Your Best Self Conference. Meet us there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
On the Thursday, October 26th edition of Talking Heads, Pearly,
yes, sir.
You know I did my Gil Brandt thing, right?
Yes, I saw that.
Hey, grandnephew is straight, dog. You hear what I'm saying? He gonna work it out. I say he got some Mahomes to him. You know what I'm saying?
TTT, Taylor Tough Thompson. There it goes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You got the TT right there, too. Touchdown Taylor. I like it. So, yeah, let's get into what we need to talk about now, Pearly.
Okay, man.
We got the World Series ready to go. We got the NBA in swing. And we got NFL football tonight.
Yeah.
Now, listen.
I'm listening loud and clear.
On a separate note, I'm going to send you some trade offers.
Yeah, I'm ready to what it is?
No. I looked at the landscape in a certain league. If you do a move now, you can still get up like Balboa and be there running counts at the end.
Make me a good offer.
All right. You might have to part with somebody you really, really like, though.
Make me a good offer.
I'm going to give you a cachet of players, buddy. You know, I'm going to put you right back in the race.
But you know, but there has to be some incentive thrown in the pot, you see?
Of course.
Okay, I got you.
And I'm gonna let you keep Puka Nacua too. I don't even want him.
No. I understand all that. There'll be some booster type moves.
Yes, of course. We gotta make it happen. You gotta make sure you know you've drunk from the golden goblet once before in one league. Yeah. You gotta make sure you still have a chance to do that in this league. You know.
I'm sitting pretty good in my family league.
You keep doing that to them in fantasy, they could put you in the Shady Oaks retirement home.
Hey, because guess what? I ain't doing too good this year. I'm having a terrible season of parlay. Oh, my goodness.
I ain't trying to brag, but I spanked him last night by Sam Houston and Liberty came through, baby. Yes, indeed. Both with the over. Sam Houston with the plus three and only lost by three. So that was beautiful. And then Liberty covered for me. Liberty did the thing.
Yeah.
Not Liberty. It was
Jacksonville State.
Jacksonville State did the damn thing. They went over by themselves. The over was 41.
Liberty messed me up night before last. Liberty got beat.
Yeah. No. Liberty didn't get beat.
Not Liberty.
On the last play of the game.
Louisiana Tech.
Last play.
Yep.
But you got some good ones.
Liberty ain't no.
You got some good ones tonight, though, Pearly. I can't tell you a word of lie. If you look across the landscape, you got a good game in the NFL. And what we're going to do is Pearly and I are going to get into the picks right now. And remember, the picks brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. Just simply log on to theislandgame.com. Check out the sports book. Check out all the options to play, all the games to play, and all the ways it's to win. And The Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. But, yeah, I can't tell you where to lie, Pearly. Nice fair tonight if you like sports betting. In the NFL, you got the Bucks and the Bills. The Bills are 10-point favorite right now.
I like the Bills, but I don't know if I like the points.
I like the Bills to win, but guess what? The under is 43, and a lot of people be like, oh, that under is really low. No, buddy. No.
Not necessarily. I'll take the under.
Tampa Bay hasn't scored more than 17 points in 4 weeks. The Bills have been scoring inordinately. I think you take Tampa Bay in the points and go for the under.
Yeah.
And Buffalo can still win the game, which I foresee them doing.
Yeah, but no, I don't think they can win by 10 points.
And then if you go to college football tonight, Pearly, you got some good games tonight.
Georgia State and Georgia Southern.
That Georgia Southern team, I'm taking them. They're going to beat Georgia State tonight. They'll cover that 1.5. I like that. Now, here's the game that really...
It's up to two now.
That really, really, really interests me. I like Syracuse plus three because I think they beat Virginia Tech. What's really got me in a quandary is the over of 47. Does it go over or does it go under?
If Syracuse beats them, it going under.
Yeah.
If Virginia Tech beats them, it going over. And I think I like Virginia Tech.
So... I'm going to go with Syracuse plus the three and go under, and I guess you're going to go Virginia Tech minus the three and over. We're going to bet that in the Island Game.
And Syracuse lost the last three games. I don't know.
But against big opponents, though. Florida State beat them 41-3. Come on, that's Florida State.
Yeah, but they still 0-3 in the conference.
That's true, too. And then, of course, you got the NBA tonight.
And they don't win on the road. They 1-2 on the road. That's what you know that, too.
That's true, too. You got the NBA tonight. This is crazy. Milwaukee Bucks by 6 over the 76ers. I think that's a good possibility. This one right here.
I'll take Milwaukee in the points.
Lakers by 6.5 over the Suns. No, sir.
Yeah. Somebody out.
Who's out?
Hold on.
If it ain't KD.
Booker is out. And Beal is out.
Oh, that's a big difference right there.
But all right.
I still don't know if the Lakers cover that 6.5.
I take the Lakers in the points.
Now, if you don't have Beal and you don't have Booker, that under of 226.5 is looking good.
Yeah, that is.
Anyway, let's go to the phone lines real quick, Pearly. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Let's go to the phone lines. Turn your radio down for me, please.
What is it, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Everything good. It's two of them out tonight, you know.
Bradley Beal and Booker.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's a lot of offense on the bench. That's why I think it'll go under the 226.
And you know, they didn't have a bench like that.
Right.
So, Lakers could look for their first win.
I think the Lakers get the win, but I don't know if they cover the 6.5 because I saw some sketchy defense the other night.
I don't worry about
that. That's all right. That was against the defending world champs. If
you're looking at just a straight up win, like a money line bet, yeah, I would take the Lakers in this one too.
Now, let me ask you one poorly something, right? they made, somebody made a statement yesterday saying that the most popular players in the league right now, LeBron, AD, Kevin Durant, and Stephen Curry, right? And the coach for the Nuggets, he heard that, and he was outrageous. See, what happened to the Joker?
The Joker need to be in that conversation, though. I agree.
But now, listen to what they were saying, Naughty.
He said most popular, right?
Popular.
Yeah, popular. That you don't need to say nothing on that. If you're talking about who are the top five writers or experts or whatever, and he wasn't included, then you'd have a problem. If it's a popularity contest, you can't say nothing about that.
They were talking about the popular set of all.
Well, I wouldn't expect Joker to be on the popular team because he done daggered all of them, LeBron included, you know, on the way to winning championships. So he probably wouldn't be like, he'd probably be in that Larry Bird category.
That's what your boy was saying, too. Colin, your boy who's be on.
Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, he was saying the same thing. And a couple of other them analysts, they were saying the same thing. And I see it, although he is the MVP, two-time MVP on a championship, he ain't that popular.
Who, Joker?
Yeah.
You got to look at the market, too, though.
Let me try to show you the market. Watch this. You remember when they played against them other teams, right? He wasn't really having that crowd like that, what you see, to come to the game. So. But the minute they going against the Lakers them, you see the kind of thing they had? Then they play against the Lakers in the four games where they sweep Lakers.
Uh-huh.
And then look at when they go on in the championship. It dropped down.
Yeah, because
the ratings dropped down.
Obviously, when you have a team from a big market, especially the Lakers or the Clippers, but more so the Lakers, you're going to get a lot of viewers. Just like when the Knicks are good, it's important to the NBA because that's all your East Coast viewership right there.
Exactly.
When you got the Knicks and the Sixers, the Knicks and the Celtics, the Knicks and the Cavs.
That would have been right in the 80s.
You see?
The next step. Right in the 80s, the late 70s.
And the 90s, too, though. And the 90s. Don't forget, Pat Riley had some good squads in the 90s now.
Yeah, that was Anthony Tingham.
Mason them,
yeah.
And yeah, Oakley and Ewan and Charles Smith.
Singing. Yeah, well, like you say, them top-class franchise, they have their fans all about with them. There
we go. Let me ask you this, Pearlie and caller, because this came up in a barbershop yesterday. The NBA is going back to the original format of the All-Star game, East versus West.
Yay!
I think that's a beautiful thing. What you guys think?
But that's not always.
I don't know what they're doing that foolishness for anyway.
No, remember now.
This was East versus West.
No, remember now they started picking teams that take LeBron and somebody and LeBron and somebody else and LeBron. And then last year, I thought it was a beautiful tribute that at the end of the third quarter, whoever was leading only had to score 24 points to win the game as a tribute to Kobe.
Right.
I think they could do a different tribute to Kobe, named the All-Star Game MVP after Kobe. He won a ton of All-Star Game MVPs. I think that would be a good tip of the hat to Kobe's legacy. That the All-Star Game MVP is named after him. The league could tribute him that way. But voted for by the fans. That's how you do it.
Yeah, I could go with that, right? But I still would like for them to go with the last quarter where they got to score so much of points.
For Kobe, you mean the 24 points. That is 24 points for Kobe.
That even is make the, they just make fellas them play more.
Ah, you got it.
Harder.
At least in the fourth, you know you'll see a game.
Exactly. At least you know you can see fellas now really playing defense, really trying to score. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with that. That's
there you go.
But I like what Charles Barkley said. What you all think about that?
What Barkley say?
Barkley said, these jokers with making all these millions of dollars and talking about shared loading and all the dumbness need to get their butt on the court so people could. What
do
you think about that?
I agree. People paying the money to come see them play.
Right.
Go get out there and play.
Right.
If I go to the Lakers game, let's say I catch a flight, fly to Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, go pay for my ticket, $100 and some for a ticket, hotel, car, everything. So, you know, you drop them a good $700, $800. You go to the game and
who are you going to see don't play?
I gotta go see who I come to see don't play. I don't see AD play. I don't see maybe Durant play or maybe Steph Curry play. I can be vexed, puff up, and mad.
Yeah, but okay, that's what Charles Barkley put to all them. I think it was day before yesterday.
$150 million.
Ivan Charles.
Every game, every minute.
Well, listen, we got to get to the break. Call, I appreciate you, man. We got to get to the break. We got Rich Eisen, and we got Colin Cowherd taking us home today. And, of course, talking about Victor Wembanyama. Made his debut last night.
That might be the real deal.
And he said Victor belongs, so we'll get into all of that, man. I appreciate you, Pearly. We'll chat again tomorrow, man. Enjoy your sports tonight, and hope everything is copacetic with mom, man.
She's coming along well, thanks to the press.
All right, and give us give our regards, man. We'll talk soon. Yeah. Flip side of the break. Rich Eisen taking us home. The Victor Wembanyama, what is it? Myth is actually might be real. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow right here on Talking Head.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the oven-toasted turkey sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeman Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama News in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
At Kalina, we want to be a part of your journey. Come, share your dreams and goals with us. Whether you're getting married, planning for that new home, switching careers, counting down to retirement, or simply wanting more confidence for life, we are here to listen. Let's plan for tomorrow, today. No pressure, just a chat between friends. Visit Kalina.com and connect with an agent today. We are waiting to hear your story.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Points for Wemby. 6-for-9 shooting, 5 rebounds. And he was very good in the fourth quarter. And he only played 23 minutes, foul trouble, so he was totally out of rhythm. And I think more importantly than anything, here's the real story. You can sense him. He has a presence. You could tell when Kobe was on the floor. Michael, LeBron, not just size-wise. Steph Curry, you sense he's on the floor. You watch the defense maneuvering toward him. You watch Steph orchestrating the offense. You can feel this kid on the court. He has a presence. Now, he's 19, so he can't legally drink in the hotel bar. It's a different world than basketball. Duncan came in 21. David Robinson came into the NBA between Wemby at 19 and Robinson at 24. For anybody that's got kids, it's a different human being. I mean, back when I was watching college basketball, Patrick Ewing came in 4 years in the Big East, the best basketball conference in the country, 4 years of people banging on Patrick Ewing at Georgetown, NBA guys everywhere, 23 years old. I wanted him to be a star day one with the Knicks. Wemby's a skinny 19-year-old kid, first game that officially counts on our soil, and I thought he had a presence. He absolutely looks the part. And for the record, what's interesting about this, generally if you draft a point guard with a number one pick or a number two pick, there are not a lot of busts. There are some, but not a lot. There's a lot of busts for bigs. Hashim Thabeet, you could tell 3 games in, 5 games in, 8 games in, not going to work. Kwame Brown, 3 weeks in, it's not going to be a star. There's something about, there's a lot of bigs that bust, and there's a lot of reasons for it. Their bodies. Bodies probably aren't made to be 7'2", 7'3". You know, the psychology of being stared at when you're in eighth grade and you're 6'11". A lot of these guys come in, and they're just, their personalities are different. Takes them a while to fit in. Also, because when you're so big and physical and dominant in junior high and high school, you don't need to have a refined game. You can just score on everybody without work. So a lot of bigs in this league do not work, and they don't work really quickly. And if they do, they get banged up. Wemby, to me, has got a presence the first time I saw him play. I thought, like, oh, you can see him on the court. So perspective's important. He is 19 years old. The basketball world over the last 15 years has absolutely changed. He did put on 18 pounds from the time he was drafted until last night. So, but I was impressed. He was also in and out of the game because of foul trouble. So hard to get any sort of rhythm. But in the fourth quarter, they got him some minutes. They got him some time, and I thought he was good. Also, what's working against him? This is like the youngest roster in the league, so he doesn't have this presence to guide him. Duncan had Robinson. Kawhi Leonard had Duncan. He doesn't have that. He's got Pop, who's a great coach and a legend, but he's in his 70s. So who's the guy to guide him? He's going to have to do some of this just on himself, his instincts, his intelligence. I mean, he was a Spurs fan overseas. So the kid, this is the team he wanted to play for, right? This is the franchise he wanted to play for. But you can't expect a lot of 33-point nights. He's going to have limited minutes, as he should. Don't expect a lot of wins. Youngest roster in the league. So their best players got limited minutes. It's the youngest roster in the league in the arguably better Western Conference. Just got to lower your expectations. But I felt when I watched, when he was on the floor, there was a presence about him. And I don't care how big or small. I mean, like, listen, when Kyrie was in his peak with Cleveland, you knew Kyrie was on the floor. You could watch the way the defense would shade toward Kyrie Irving when he played with LeBron. You can, the great ones, you can turn the TV on and you know instantly Luka's on the floor. And Luka was really on the floor late in the fourth to win the game. Cross your fingers, kid stays healthy. He's got guidance, but it's a coach, not a star player. But I like what I saw. Okay, so the first game, the early afternoon game, one of the best things about living in the West Coast, it really is an advantage, is that at 4:30, I got NBA games. I can come home, I can take a nap, I can work out, it's 4:30, boom, turn an NBA game on. So I'm watching Celtics and the Knicks, and here's all I needed to see. Porzingis scored 30 points. Shut the TV off. I don't even need to watch the Celtics till May. Seriously. How many fourth best players on a team can drop against a good defensive team on the road can drop 30? Let's start with none. Acquisition was considered, yeah, but he's always hurt. Yeah, he wasn't last year and averaged 23 on 50% shooting. He had his best year. He's only 28. There's no pressure to be the man. Yeah. When Porzingis landed, it's like, yeah, but that's fine. But it's like Tatum, Brown. Who else are we getting? Drew Holiday. That's exciting. Drew Holiday's not 7'2". Drew Holiday didn't have 4 blocks last night. We never called Drew Holiday the unicorn. That's what we called Porzingis. He was the first guy we used that term for. So I'm guilty of this too. I liked him. I think he's a big slasher who's hurt a lot, but he does add an offensive energy and juice that Al Horford couldn't. Robert Williams certainly couldn't. He's a rim protector. So he's kind of a throw-in guy. And it's like, let me give you a number that's pretty interesting. Two guys in the NBA last year averaged over 20 points, over 1 block, and shot 35% from three. Two guys in the league. One's KD, the other's Porzingis. If that's your throw-in guy, 30 points last night. And also, and this is a real thing, is that you got to have generally 2 stars to win in the NBA. Remember a couple years ago, though? Wiggins He's not Steph. He's not Draymond. Is he as good as Clay? It was Wiggins in the finals. Wiggins was the number one pick. If you look at Denver last year, well, they got their one. Jokic is the star. Jamal Murray's the two. But Aaron Gordon was a number four pick by Orlando before they got him, and he took over halves. Right? Like, you forget about Wiggins. Wiggins was a three for the Warriors. He was a number one pick. Aaron Gordon is a three. You could argue after something, Porter's more talented. A four for Denver. He was a number four pick. Porzingis, we view as the four. So Boston, to me, feels a lot like Denver. They got their two guys. Your Jokic, your Jamal Murray. You got your two guys that you know are going to be great. And there's another guy, Michael Porter, who's really talented. And you sort of look at Gordon and you're like, oh, he's a defensive guy. Oh, no, he takes over halves. He guards the best player. When Porzingis against a good defense can drop a 30, you got what? You, me, everybody got way more excited with the Drew Holiday pickup. I mean, Porzingis didn't even lead our show. Yeah, he's that guy. I don't know if he's good for chemistry. Yeah, he's hurt a lot. I can't trust that guy. I'm just telling you, you go back to the Wiggins, who was a three for the Warriors.